Shit, which one of us is going first?
Well, I was about to start until you opened your damn mouth. I can't work under these conditions. Welcome to Two Idiots and a Dog, Idiots Unleashed.
Yeah, you know, we should really keep that.
What the fuck, Tumblr?
What this time?
Nope. Nope, can't tell you. Not on air.
You're going to inflict psychic damage on me later, aren't you?
Oh, definitely. What the fuck is wrong with this hell site?
What were we doing again?
I don't know, but I'm Grim.
I don't remember who I am anymore. And there's a dog around here somewhere.
It's a cute dog. Just a quick warning, this is an uncensored podcast, so you may hear adult language or other content not suited for children, the workplace, church, or, frankly, human consumption.
So, this week, our topic is, shit. For the, like, second time ever, our topic poll on Discord ended up being a tie between two options. Interestingly, both the options that were submitted by Nyx over on our Discord server. If you have an idea for a topic for us, you can let us know on our Discord or social media, but you can only vote in the topic poll on Discord. Help us keep it from being a tie again.
Now, stand back.
Because the idiots, were we ever on a leash?
Once, in the very distant past.
Alright, so, like I say, we ended up with a tie. Conveniently, I have a very convenient tiebreaker tool here. Hey Grim.
Yeah?
High or low?
High? Did you just roll a die?
I have no idea what you're talking about. No idea at all.
You just rolled a die.
Lies. Slander. Alright, so. The die roll was low. It was, in fact, 7 on a D30. So.
You and your weird fucking dice.
Hey, at least it wasn't the D120.
That'll just break something.
You know what? Just for that.
Save the pieces.
That one's also low. That's a 25 on a D120. So, doubly, apparently we're doing worse media adaptations.
Well, if you want to go make a sandwich or something, I'm pretty sure I can just rant for the next 4 to 5 minutes about Yui Bull and we'll call it good.
So on our Discord, I actually have this as the Yui Bull special. And we're only partially kidding.
Yeah, I'm going to get it out of the way ahead of time right now. Every adaptation that man has done except one has been an absolute dumpster fire.
All right, I want to do a quick thing here on how exactly we want to define specifically adaptation. And what I mean by that is, are we going to take anything that is taken from a media property or something that is attempting to retell the story of that media property? Because if we go for attempting to retell, then honestly, the Doom movie wouldn't really qualify as an adaptation because, well, it had nothing to do with the games.
Well, we absolutely need to fucking rant about that shit, so I guess we're going with the other option.
Okay, so anything based on a media property.
So, that out of the way, let's get the other thing out of the way. Yeah, I wasn't joking. There are two movies that Yui Bull has made that are watchable. And only one of them was a faithful adaptation.
Let's see. The faithful adaptation was Postal, correct?
Correct. It was stupid, violent, and ridiculous. Exactly what it should have been. The other one that's watchable is In the Name of the King. which is based on Dungeon Siege, but there is nothing Dungeon Siege in that movie. It's an excuse to watch Jason Statham run around and stab things, which admittedly there are worse premises for a movie.
So I actually hold the distinction of never having sat down and watched a Uwe Boll movie. I have never seen any of them.
So there is a franchise of mine, not mine as in I own it, but mine as in it's one of my favorites, that is near and dear to my heart. I was first introduced to it when I was a lonely, horny teenager, and it is still with me now that I'm a lonely, horny adult. And that is the Blood Rain franchise.
Are we sure you're an adult?
Chronologically.
Fair.
That movie was so bad that even Kristanna Loken's tits couldn't save it.
That's pretty bad.
They had Ben Kingsley. Ben Kingsley and Kristanna Loken's tits couldn't save that movie.
Could Ben Kingsley's tits save that movie?
I don't know. I haven't seen his tits. How many more times can we say tit? Yeah, and it was a pointless, gratuitous sex scene for the sake of having a pointless, gratuitous sex scene.
I mean, that happens quite often.
Yeah, but even getting to see her topless was not enough to warrant the price of admission. That, by the way, is not a slight on her. She is a very attractive lady. The movie was just that bad.
Ah, and there are so many other terrible adaptations we can talk about.
Well, I'm going to keep ranting about that one for just a little bit longer.
Okay.
Because I want to explain to you exactly how bad this was. And I don't even need to get into too much detail to do it. Blood Rain. You are a half-vampire who runs around murdering Nazis and the supernatural. For some reason, the movie was set in medieval Europe?
How do you fuck up a half-vampire killing Nazis?
I don't know! The only thing I think of is he didn't go with Nazis because you can't depict their shit in Germany. But even then, you could have come up with something.
And I believe that in movies, you're allowed to.
There's rules for it. I know there's rules for it, but come on. You could have done something. Yeah, that's how bad that movie was.
So there's another one that's really bad. And this one was so horrifically bad. So abysmal. And this is twofold. So first of all, you know my tolerance for bad media. You know some of the things that I have willingly sat through and some of the things that I have enjoyed.
See, I've just determined that you're broken.
This particular film, although I think it was actually a like two or three part miniseries on Sci-Fi Channel, which, yes, this was Sci-Fi Channel, so it's bad already, but it was so bad that I did not last 15 minutes. It was also so bad that the author of the original source material begged people not to watch it on her social media.
Oh, shit. This one.
I am talking about the Sci-Fi Channel adaptation of the Earthsea trilogy.
You didn't miss anything. Anybody in the audience is just sitting there going, huh, what? No, don't.
Okay, so the first strike on this is A Wizard of Earthsea actually starts out with the main character being a kid, like early teens or preteen. And he shows some magical aptitude, gets taken in as apprentice to a wizard, blah, blah, blah. Well, they cut that out and they start him out as an adult, whatever. I guess they didn't want to cast a kid for like 10 minutes of the movie. Annoying, but whatever. In the book series, he never really had a love interest. They give him one right off the bat in the sci-fi adaptation. And then, Then there's the little factor that just pissed me the hell off.
Is that would be where they rebaked the entire film from Wonder Bread?
Yes. So the in Wizard of Earthsea, the main character, who I can never remember his name anymore, but he is from an island nation. We're never told specifically, like, what race he is, but it is established that he has dark skin. So whether that's, like a dark Pacific Islander or, like, African or what, he was dark-skinned. And that actually also becomes an important detail in the books later on when he's traveling the world and he goes to a place where people are very fair-skinned and they have never seen anyone who looks like him at all. So they're kind of freaked out. And he's also never seen anyone who looks like them. So he's a little bit freaked out, but not as much so. The entire fucking cast, including the main character, is white as shit. Okay, well, shit's brown, but you know what I mean.
I was about to say, I more fucking white bread than the goddamn bakery aisle.
Yeah, at least you can get wheat bread in the bakery aisle.
Hell, you can get chocolate rolls on the bakery aisle.
Chocolate rolls.
I want chocolate rolls. God damn it. You see what you've done? This is your fault.
As a slight aside, the audiobook of Wizard of Earthsea is actually great. They've got a great narrator for it. But that isn't what this is about. This is about terrible media adaptations.
Yeah. Well, since we're on the sci-fi train. So, while I enjoyed it, as an adaptation, it is the worst.
Oh, which one?
Dresden Files. So, first of all, let me just say, Paul Blackthorne, in my personal opinion, can be Harry Dresden any day of the damn week he wants. He nailed that role.
He was a good casting.
That was about it.
For their interpretation of Bob, and I understand using their interpretation of Bob for a TV show.
Yeah, their version of Bob was pretty cool.
Yeah, I say.
Wasn't true to the books.
It wasn't true to the books, but it makes sense to do it for that way for a TV show.
Yeah.
And the actor they had doing it was pretty good, but
they completely messed up with Karen. Like, no shade on the actress. She acted the part well, but she was not Murphy.
Honestly, wasn't the actress they got to play Murphy more accurate to being Susan?
Pretty much, yeah. She had dark hair. She was not tall, but taller than Murphy should be. That said, the guy that got from Morgan was, perfect. Loved him.
And unfortunately, the other problem with that is they were trying to adapt a book series in a Monster of the Week type setting while trying to adapt the stories from the novels, which you just can't do.
Oh, you absolutely could.
Well, I mean a Monster of the Week setting, specifically taking the stories from the book and retelling those stories in the book in a Monster of the Week episode. So one book is one episode. You can't pull that off.
I think it could have been done, but it definitely wasn't done the way they did it. Like I said, I'm not going to say the show itself was bad taken out of context. For what it was an okay show.
Yeah, it was a fun supernatural Monster of the Week show.
They really messed a lot of it up. Like, at one point they have Murphy's dad show up.
Murph's dad has been dead for a long time.
Yeah. I guess the guy they got for Butters was okay, but he has such a minor role in the show that it's not even worth bringing him up, honestly.
Well, and that's why I say you can't do a single book per episode in that style, because then you're going to have to be cutting out characters right and left.
You have to be cutting out your face right and left.
And really, if they wanted to do Dresden Files, they'd be better off going, like, you know, Netflix show style, a book a season, or maybe for especially the earlier books, two books to a season.
anyway, what we got wasn't Dresden Files. It was entertaining, and it was what got me into the books, so props there. But it wasn't Dresden Files.
All right, so I'm going to bring up one that you don't like at all.
Oh, this should be fun.
But the movie version of it was just horrible. Aragorn. The books have problems. They're Star Wars with dragons. They really are.
Sorry, sudden wave of nausea. Can't imagine why.
Yeah, like I said, there's issues with the books, but the books were entertaining enough.
There's issues with the author.
That too. Especially the whole, oh, well, I'm completely self-made, blah, 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 when he only got famous because his parents self-published his book for him.
Also, let's not forget his endorsement of AI art for book covers.
I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah.
But the first movie, and fortunately they decided not to go any further than that, was so...
You made Star Wars on dragons and made it boring.
Yeah, they managed to strip out everything decent and interesting and entertaining about the first book.
I mean, yeah, John Malkovich. And I was bored. Do you have any idea how much work that takes?
Yeah, it was a terrible movie. It wasn't a good adaptation of the book, and it wasn't a good movie on its own.
Ugh. Okay, I need a palate cleanser after that. Ugh. Gross. Yeah, it's like I can taste it in my mouth. So I'm going to go with a good movie that is still a bad adaptation. It's one that we've made mention before here on the podcast. It is also, interestingly enough, a bad adaptation that got me into the work it was based off of. And that is Constantine. Constantine was a good movie. It was not a great movie, but it was a good movie. It was fun. It was entertaining. It told an interesting story. It gave us a weird, cool world of supernatural heaven and hell side by side with humans. It was great. It was not, however, in any way, shape, or form, other than those few elements, even remotely close to John Constantine from the comics. Which, specifically Hellblazer at the time, is what they were really basing things off of. I had a lot of fun with that movie, and I'm curious to see, apparently they are working on a sequel, and I don't have anything against that iteration of that world. The main problem here is that they called the movie Constantine, when it really has nothing to do with the source material. It's kind of a running theme here. Nothing to do with the source material.
Or, you know, plenty to do with the source material and just does it poorly. Like, I'm gonna kick old school here a little bit. I haven't seen the movie in a long time, so my memory of it is vague at best. Relic.
See, that one I missed.
So... Relic is a book from Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child that is a creature feature suspense. It's also the first in the series surrounding Special Agent Pendergast, dealing with all sorts of supernatural fuckery. It was a really cool light horror suspense and just had some brutal scenes and some really cool aspects to it. So the first thing, in the movie, if I recall right, they completely left out Agent Pendergast. You know, the guy who an entire book series was spawned off of. And they left out so many details and just changed things willy-nilly that it's like, it was just, okay, some of the same themes and... Monster running around the Natural Mystery History Museum. It was a terrible adaptation of the book.
Well, you have reminded me of one since we're kicking it old school.
What was that?
This one's a real stinker. Masters of the Universe.
That's one I have never seen.
You did not miss anything. So for those that don't know, this is a live-action adaptation of He-Man, starring Dolph Lundgren in the 80s. So actually, that's pretty decent casting.
That's probably the only thing it had going for it.
Pretty much! They wind up on Earth.
So what you're saying is they blew their entire budget on Dolph Lundgren, and they had to, like, just pay the worst fan fiction author they could find $10 to write them a script.
It was awful. It was awful. Dolph Lundgren was great. The guy that got for Skeletor was great. Everything else was just hot, steaming garbage. Just not a good movie. Yeah. Anytime you take a property like He-Man and have to, like, plot MacGuffin them onto Earth to get Earth people involved, you have already failed spectacularly. Please stop. Ugh.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do sequels count as adaptations?
Handwaggle? Depends on the sequel, I guess.
I mean, I was just going to start ranting about Terminator Genesis.
That doesn't really count. But it was terrible.
Oh, it was. So instead, I'm going to go with one that I have never read the source material. And I still know it was a terrible adaptation. And it was so terrible that it didn't even work very well standalone. Can you guess?
Don't.
Dark Tower.
Yeah, I completely missed that train.
I mean, you have Idris Elba and wasn't he opposite Matthew McConaughey?
I have no fucking idea. I just told you I missed that train.
Well, I didn't know if you would, like, seen anything about it, but...
No, I haven't even read the book. When I say I completely missed that train, I mean I completely missed that train. I didn't even show up at the station.
Okay, so you have Idris Elba playing a magical gunslinger.
And they still managed to fuck that up.
The movie was so boring.
How do you make Idris Elba as a magical gunslinger boring? You know what? Don't answer that. I don't want to find out.
The final showdown of the movie was really cool. The rest of it was, I think the problem with it they had with Dark Tower is they were trying to shove too much of the book into a short amount of time without giving explanations for people who hadn't read the books. So the fans of the books were like, this is so watered down. There's nothing there. It's like they just hit a checklist of this, 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 this. And the people who haven't read the books are sitting there like, this makes no sense. There is no explanation for why this is.
That is impressive levels of just shitting the bed.
Well, let's see. What else you got for us?
Well, I mean, there's the fact that they have yet to make a good Punisher movie. The Netflix series was pretty good, and I'm glad they're bringing him back for the rebooted stuff over at Disney. Because he was a really good Frank Castle.
I mean, honestly, we could have an entire episode just ripping apart pre-MCU era superhero movies, especially Marvel.
So, the original Punisher movie, we have, oh hey, look, who it is, it's Dolph Lundgren.
He does so many bad movies.
He does. It was your standard run-of-the-mill cheesy 80s action and flick. It with the Punisher brand slapped all over it. It had a couple of cool things going for it, but it just failed to deliver. The Thomas Jane, I think that was his name.
Sounds right.
One was an enjoyable, kind of funny romp, which is part of the reason it didn't work as a Punisher movie. I mean, to this day, him torturing a dude with a popsicle is one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen, but it's not the Punisher. Oh, I stand corrected. Ray Stevenson's. I think that one was called like Punisher Warzone or something like that. That one was actually pretty good for a Punisher adaptation. Didn't get things completely right. Screwed a few things up, but I mean, that's just movies anymore. But we still haven't gotten like a really good faithful adaptation in a movie. We've gotten the Netflix series, which was really good. But movie-wise, the Punisher hasn't really had anything that's like 100% correct.
I mean, if we want to start talking that, let's see. We've also got Daredevil. Netflix was great, but Affleck was...
Everybody in that movie acted a great movie. It was not a good movie, though.
Yeah. Green Lantern.
Shh. We don't talk about that. That never happened.
Fantastic Four. Take your pick.
What sucks is both times they had it, and then they fucked it up. Like, both productions, whether we're talking the first two movies or the rebooted after, they had the cast, they had a relatively solid script, except they made, like, a few change decisions at key junctures that just screwed it all up. Failure to stick the landing.
Let's see. There was it just the Hulk?
Oh God, with what's his name?
The one before Ed Norton.
Yeah, with what's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not great.
Some of the X-Men movies were, and while I actually really enjoyed the movie.
Hey, hold on. Before you get into that. Hey, Hollywood. Hi, Grim here. I just want to talk to you directly for a moment. When you fuck up a beloved fan favorite character so much that later reboots come back and mock what you did, you fucked up. I'm talking about Deadpool.
There was no Deadpool prior to the Ryan Reynolds movie.
Well, I mean, technically speaking, Deadpool has always been Ryan Reynolds. So you're not entirely wrong. Anyway, you were going to say.
But while I really enjoyed the movie, as far as I'm aware, New Mutants was also a pretty terrible adaptation.
Yeah, I've heard from fans of the original franchise that it was not a great adaptation. Speaking of, both Judge Dredd movies. Judge Dredd with Stallone came close. We've had this conversation.
Yeah.
Motherfucker could not keep his damn helmet on.
I think I want to put a pin in this one. It deserves a mention, but really, I think if we really want to get into Judge Dredd, we need to do an episode on Judge Dredd.
Well, we'll do that, but I'm going to fucking finish. Then you've got Dredd, which is a superior movie, but loses some of the satirical elements in it.
Yeah, Dredd missed the point so much because it was played as a serious action movie, and Judge Dredd is a satire of the American police state.
Are you sure it's satire anymore? I mean, have you looked outside? And that's about as political as we're going to get.
No, it's not. The judges actually follow the rules.
Ooh, okay. That's as political as we're going to get. something, the judges actually police their own. Okay, moving on. I don't disagree with you, though. I think a future episode, deep dive on the Dredd adaptations, is definitely warranted. But definitely deserve the quick mention here.
Oh, yeah. And especially because neither of them were terrible adaptations. They both just missed the mark.
Yeah.
If you took the two and squished them together right, you'd have a really good Judge Dredd movie. You squish them together wrong, and it's going to be an absolute shit show.
I'm just picturing Carl Urban and Sylvester Stallone fused together in this flesh warped thing.
Hey, that at which point when at that point when Dredd takes his helmet off, because it's Stallone, so of course he's going to, it actually fits, because Judge Dredd was so hideous without his helmet that people threw up when they saw it. No, I'm not kidding.
I didn't say you were. Get anything else?
I mean,
there's one we've mentioned already, but I'm kind of saving that for the finale, because there is so much to explore there.
All right. I want you, my dear listeners, to come with me on a trip back to the late 90s, early 2000s.
Run now. Save yourself.
Back when Marvel Comics was being the super edgy, but they were also trying to find a way to appeal to the teenage crowd again. And they released a comic book series that was basically the New Mutants, but not the New Mutants, because they were actually part of Xavier's school. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm of course talking about Generation X, which actually had some really cool stuff going on. It was a good series until they completely and utterly shit the bed with it. But what you may not know is that during this time, there was also a made-for-TV movie adaptation of Generation X.
No, there wasn't.
Honestly, no, there wasn't, because aside from a few character names and not even really very many, a few character names and less character powers, this had nothing to do with the comic books. It was abysmally bad. I mean, it was entertaining, but dear God, it was a shit show.
Never happened. La 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 la. I'm in my happy bubble. Nothing you say can hurt me here.
Aragorn.
Oh, sorry. Again, sudden wave of nausea. I don't know why that keeps happening.
All right.
I think it's time.
Now there's one more.
All right. I'll let you have one more. One more.
Do you remember when they didn't understand video games as a media?
Oh, no, you're not. You are not.
We're trying to make video game movies.
No. You're not doing this. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
So, dear listener, do you know which one I'm talking about? I'm talking about the movie that was so bad, it got Bob Hoskins
to quit acting.
To quit acting. Yes, Super Mario Brothers. This movie was so bad. And here's the interesting thing. What we got was the good bits. The stories out of the production of that movie are so... It was apparently so much worse to work on than it ever was to watch. It went way long on production. The directors were... They were the example of why you should not have a duo directing.
They also had no business directing this particular movie.
Yeah.
I mean, arguably, they had no business directing any movie. But they really had no business directing this movie.
Yeah. And, you know, there are a couple of other classic video game adaptation movies we could bring up.
Most of them? Terrible.
Say, Street Fighter? Pretty terrible.
Pretty terrible. The original Mortal Kombat movies were awful, and I loved them.
Oh, yes. They were both awful. Now, I will give the original Street Fighter credit for one thing. For me, it was Tuesday.
He was perfect. Like, it's not really the Bison from the games, but what we got was beautiful.
Raul Julia delivered on that role in a way that he had no business doing?
Everybody else phoned it in because they knew it was a crap movie. I mean, Jean-Claude Van Damme phoned it in. When Jean-Claude Van Damme is phoning it in, you know you got a stinker.
But I think now we should go with the video game one you want to talk about. That's not the worst video game adaptation ever, but...
But as far as adaptations go, it's pretty egregious. And so I'm going to start us off here with a question. And it could be to you, the audience. It could be to the universe itself. It could be to Hollywood. It could be rhetorical. Take your pick. Who do I got to fucking rip and tear to get a proper Doom adaptation? I cannot think of a single Doom adaptation in any media form that I could say was good. The novels? Oh, there is some crazy stuff in the novels. The writer was a very specific flavor of religious nut job, and those novels went off the rails very quick. The comic was horribly written 90s edgelord trash. The only thing it really gave us was what has become the catchphrase of the franchise, rip and tear. And then there's the movies. Yes, plural. Most people don't even know there was another one.
And it's not a sequel.
It's not a sequel. It's its own thing. And it's closer than the one most people think of, but it's still not there.
So, of course, the first one, that one released, what, about like 2005-ish?
Something like that.
And it had Carl Urban and Dwayne Johnson.
Should have been great.
And honestly, as a standalone horror movie, it was not bad.
Horror is pushing it a little bit.
Okay, we'll say horror-adjacent action movie.
I'd call it sci-fi action schlock, personally.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah. In and of itself, it was not a bad movie. It was not terrible. Was it Doom? Hell no. Even the most Doom sequence wasn't Doom.
Yeah, because that movie did give us, what, about a 3 to 5 minute scene of... That was set up as a first-person shooter sequence. It was filmed in first person. You had him running through the passages, shooting demons. Wait, no, sorry, not demons. What do they call them? Infected?
I don't even know. So, yeah, that sequence was great, but you just kind of touched on one of the major problems with this movie, and that is that it is not Doom. Why is it not Doom? Because Doom is about angels and demons and hell on earth and one guy so angry he's killing his way through hell.
Doom is Christian fan fiction.
There were no angels. There were no demons. It was genetic mutation and pseudoscience sci-fi crap.
Now, in their defense on the lack of angels, as of when that movie came out, angels hadn't been introduced in Doom yet.
Didn't matter. None of it was there.
No, none of it was there, but there was no place for angels in the lore of Doom at that point in time. So if they had added angels to it, people would have been like, what the fuck?
If they'd added angels to it, at least it still would have had more authenticity than what we got.
Yeah, but...
The point is, it's a guy pissed off with a shotgun killing the supernatural in droves. That's not what we got at all. Everything was explained with half-baked pseudoscience genetic horseshit.
And then the second one was Annihilation?
Annihilation, Armageddon, one of the two. That one is a little closer to home, but it still didn't hit the mark.
Honestly, that one was another case of it was a horrible movie. It really was. But it was fun.
Yeah, but it was closer, but it still wasn't quite Doom. Although, I swear they spent their entire budget on that last sequence in hell.
Yeah.
Those designs were so cool, and they were so wasted on that movie. seriously, like these designs, these demon designs were definitely nothing from the games. Don't get me wrong. This had nothing to do with Doom. But the demon designs were fucking amazing, especially the Lahed demon. Oh, he was so fucking cool looking. They didn't go for the like human with horns and wings motif. They went kind of abstract with it. And it was awesome. The entire rest of the movie was shit, though. Shoehorning in shit about needing faith to get by. No.
You know what you need to get by in Doom?
A shotgun.
And a chainsaw.
There's a YouTube channel, JT Music, on YouTube. Go check them out. They have some really great fan music for video games and other media. They have multiple Doom songs because it's such a great franchise. But one of them, something to the effect of, ammo is currency, and I've acquired a great wealth. You're going to hear about it because I hate stealth. That's Doom.
So as long as Grim remembers to link me to that one, I will put a link in the show notes.
I am sending you that right now, actually. These movies completely missed the mark there. There were some interesting nods in the Urban Johnson movie to first-person shooters and gamer culture in general. Like, everybody on the team had a cute little nickname handle, the first-person sequence, so on and so forth.
The BFG.
The BFG. But it wasn't Doom. It was not Doom.
You know, there is actually one other terrible adaptation we have to mention. And I am going to say four words. Fuck you, M. Night Shyamalan.
Okay, yep, that's enough of that. We don't need to go into detail on that one. I think we all know which one it is, and I think we all know that it sucked.
No, actually, was that actually five words? It was four words and a letter.
Either way, it was awful, and he should feel bad. But he doesn't, but he should.
I have still never seen it.
I never will. You tell me you're going to kill an orphanage full of kittens. Unless I watch that movie. Well, that sucks for the kittens. No, it's not happening. You couldn't get me to do it with a gun to my head.
That being said, if you want us to do an episode on it, pay us a lot of money.
A lot of money. You can't afford to pay us what you would need to pay us for me. I think I might have an easier time convincing Zolgar to do The Room. And that's saying something.
No, I think I would actually watch Shyamalan's Avatar before I watched The Room.
But I wouldn't.
Mostly because at this point it's just a point of obnoxious stubbornness of my refusal to watch The Room.
Whereas I consider the Shyamalama Ding Dong Avatar to be a blight upon the world and a heresy of the highest order.
Oh, it is absolutely an abomination before man and God.
It should be purged with holy fire.
I won't disagree there.
Whereas The Room is just bad.
Anyway,
that's it for this week.
If you like what we do, please give us a like, follow, rating, and all of that nonsense on your favorite podcatcher.
You can also support us on Patreon for special bonus content and episodes a week early, or tip us on Ko-fi. You can find those and our social media platforms and Discord server in the show notes.
Also, be sure to give our friends some love. Fuck, who are we doing this week?
I have no idea. We'll figure that out later.
Okay, that works.
It's time to feel the rage. Join us on Film Rage, where we talk movies, current releases, coming attractions, streaming, and classic films as well. Directors and actors, beware, as you cannot hide from the rage. My name is Bryce, and I'm part of the Film Rage crew, which also includes Jim.
Hey, hey.
And Murray.
Yo.
Why is it you always talk all the time? I can't understand why. Sweet voice.
This is the Merman, the voice of reason. These two can't agree on anything most of the time. Some movies are Mondo, some are just... Every week, something is going to make us rage. Join us every Wednesday and
feel the rage.
Last, but certainly not least, we want to give a quick shout out to all of our supporters on Patreon and Ko-fi, especially these idiots.
Random Warrior, Rain, and the perpetually banned Athen Mortis.
You know what you did.